You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Affordable housing is a crisis here in our state, and it's also the greatest barrier to housing people who are experiencing homelessness. However, there is hope. One local organization was able to house 150 households in 2021 through their programs as well as partnerships. Joining us live today to talk more are Stephanie Day, Executive Director of CATCH, and Caleb Roop with the Pacific Companies, who make homes a possibility for families. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Gemma.
Thank you for having us.
So, Stephanie, can I start with you? Because homelessness is such a complex issue. Can you maybe detangle some common misconceptions?
Sure. So I think a fairly common misconception is that homelessness is an individual problem. So a person maybe made bad choices or something like that. They're lazy. Things like that are things that we tend to hear. And I'd say to that it discounts the complexity of the issue and that we're really talking about a systemic issue and that homelessness tends to be greatest in areas where vacancy rates are the lowest, where it's the hardest to develop new affordable housing. And there are geographic barriers to the development of affordable housing like mountains and water. So kind of removing that focus on the individual and their behavior and recognizing the complexity of the issue, that it's a much bigger issue than just the decisions that certain people tend to make.
Mm-hmm. So Stephanie, this might sound really simple, but we use the term affordable housing quite a bit, or affordable housing inventory. Can you just explain really quickly what affordable housing is?
Yeah, that's a great question. I get this question sometimes, and my best answer to it is affordable housing is really any housing where your household is paying 30% of your income towards your housing or less. The national standard is if anyone's paying more than 30% of their income towards their housing, they're probably going to be rent burdened. And in that case, it's going to be really difficult to meet all of the needs that that household has. So for example, if we had a four-person family with an income of $45,000 a year, that affordable rent for them would be about $1,100. So it really, affordable housing is based off of that, trying to keep people in that realm of 30% of their income going toward their housing.
Okay. So Stephanie, talk to us about, so your organization CATCH, what would you say is your organization's biggest barrier to housing people and families who are in the midst of experiencing homelessness?
Oh, hands down, it's just the actual availability of units. What we've seen over the last couple of years is before COVID, we didn't have enough units. All of the actual official affordable housing units that were out there had several year wait lists. And then COVID hit. And then we had a lot of people move here. And then the cost of value of homes increased substantially. And so we also were accessing kind of this informal affordable housing market where maybe people owned one or two units and they were willing to rent them at a lower rate for our families. Mm-hmm. But almost everybody that had rentals last year sold them because they could make so much money on the sale. And that means that now the mortgage is three or four times what it was, and the rents have risen substantially. So we're kind of in this really unique situation where we already didn't have enough affordable housing, and a lot of our informal affordable housing has disappeared.
So Stephanie, let's talk about Caleb and the Pacific Companies, because they help house families who are currently experiencing homelessness. So how do partners like the Pacific Companies work with you?
I'm going to be really honest. I would feel no hope for the future if it wasn't for people like Caleb. And I say that because Caleb and a lot of our other partners that work in this realm really have a heart for the health of the entire community. And they understand that we're not going to be a healthy community unless everyone does have a home. And so they are willing to partner with us on different projects that I'll let Caleb speak more to. To rent units to our families at affordable rates for them.
So Caleb, I want to bring you into the conversation for the last few minutes. Why have you elected to work with CATCH? I mean, what has that experience been like for you?
Well, we're really good at building buildings, financing buildings, going through that process, delivering a great asset. And, you know, what we really need to do our work well is companies, organizations like Catch, like Stephanie and her team, that are able to really meet the needs of the residents we're trying to take care of. I mean, that's really the bottom line. If you think about a successful outcome for someone that has experienced homelessness, it often involves like not just getting them physically into a place, which that's where we come in, but then also the ongoing care and support that's necessary to get them to a situation where they can contribute to the community in a greater way, have stability in their lives, avoid the threats that they've currently experienced or previously experienced. And that's really where Catch comes in. So we see Catch and other partners like them as essential to the care of the person that we're trying to take care of on our end with the physical real estate.
So Caleb, what do you want other developers and people who build or manage their own housing to know?
Well, I think first and foremost, I want to get the word out that you can be part of the solution. And it doesn't mean you have to necessarily be an affordable housing developer like we are, but you can set aside units in your development and reserve them for Catch and other organizations to have a stable inventory so that this is kind of a mini hands make light work situation where, you know, not everybody's having to do a lot, but everybody's doing a little. And I think that's one of my goals, is to kind of get that word out and express the value that Catch brings to the table in their ability to take care of residents and source residents for us to fill our units. And ultimately, you know, we need experienced partners that are able to do that. And Catch has just demonstrated time and time again their capability in taking care of residents and getting them housing in a way, and then also just taking care of them long term. And that's what we need if we're going to make a commitment to provide housing.
And I want to mention really quick, we only have about a minute left, but Stephanie, one of the ways I think people can help maybe on a smaller scale, if they can't do something like Caleb is doing, is you have an annual fundraiser. It's called Catch the Flavor. It's coming up at the end of March. I'm actually going to be the MC on it. But Stephanie, really quick, how can people attend this event? I mean, that's one way for someone who wants to help and maybe doesn't have the ability to do what like Caleb and his organization does.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Shaman. We're so excited to have you. So people can visit our website, catchidaho.org. And we do have an in-person and a virtual option for this event. So wherever people are feeling comfortable, we're really excited to have them join us for the event.
All right. Well, I want to thank both of you so much for the work that you do when it comes to helping people who are experiencing homelessness. It has become such a critical issue during the last 2 years, in particular with the pandemic. We've been talking with Stephanie Day, Executive Director of Catch, and Caleb Roop with the Pacific Companies, who makes home a possibility for families. Up next, we find out about shelter dogs from Louisiana who are headed to Boise. And guess what? They need new homes. More Idaho Matters next.